welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. So grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This episode, we'll be going over something that I feel is very much a staple point almost. No, not a staple point, but I feel like it is more of a bold prediction or a statement than what people will say. But it is, classic is more toxic than retail. Now, don't get me wrong, both of them are very, very toxic at points, and they each have their own toxicity. But I can give examples for both and stuff, and then you can make your own decision as well. But we'll get into the weekly news, as always. Basil and the Sakali Elders are your weekly world bosses. They can be located in the Azure Span and the Zarillac Caverns. Burning Crusade Timewalking and Battlegrounds are your bonus event for this week. Timewalking, you can get mounts, reputations, etc. The Battlegrounds, you earn more honor during this week, so it is a good way to catch up some alts, to get them some honor gear, etc. Cooking Impossible is your weekly brawl for the week. This is essentially where you have an alliance and a horde cooking pot, and you have to bring 15 ingredients to said cooking pot. You can steal the horde's cooking ingredients by killing them and then bringing it to yours, etc. It's actually a really fun brawl, I'm not going to lie. Entangling, Bolstering, and Fortified are your mythic affixes for the week. Entangling, essentially you'll periodically be slowed and rooted and stuff like that. Bolstering, when you kill a mob, it will yell, and any mobs around it in its proximity will get a damage and health increase. They'll kill everything at the exact same time, or do a little bit smaller pulls if you're not as comfortable. Fortified is the last affix for the week, and this is the non-boss enemies in the instance have more health and damage. I will get Fortified and Tyrannical instantly, eventually. It takes me a second to remember which one Tyrannical is, which one Fortified is, but make sure you bring a talent builder to accommodate this. Now, let's get back into the main bulk of the episode, essentially. Now, the reason I make this statement is because a lot of people, a lot of classic players say, oh my god, it's all about like the community, and the community is like what makes World of Warcraft. That's true. But at the same time, it means that you're having to interact with a lot more people. Therefore, you can have a lot of more worse interactions. So you can definitely just have a lot more shittier interactions than you possibly could on retail. Because on retail, you can stick to yourself. You can honestly have no interaction with any other player at all if you really wanted. Which is weird in an MMO, but it is plausible. But then you just can't do endgame content and stuff like that. Which is the whole point of retail, essentially. But yeah, essentially, classic, I would say, is a lot more toxic, because I've got two very good examples, very recently. This is within, like, the span of 3 days. So I was playing Hardcore Classic with a good friend, and essentially, we're playing Hardcore Classic, and we're in Durotar, level 10, and we're killing this little goblin. This goblin lives northwest in Durotar. He's in, like, some sort of canyon. He's, like, a level 12 mob. He's surrounded by, like, a few level 10s and stuff, which you can clear out beforehand. You know, the kind of deal. I was playing a shaman at the time, and my friend was playing a priest. So we walk up to this goblin, and, you know, there's this hunter that's walking around us and stuff. And he's just saying, he put inv, so invite. Now, we aren't really ones to say anything. We're very much just chilling, having fun with ourselves. It's very late at night. We're very much out of energy, is the best way to put it. Now, look, I should have said something, no, sorry, we're just looking to duo. Good luck, though. You know, stuff like that. But honestly, no sort of response is a response. And he didn't like that. So we ended up killing the goblin. And in the end, he just started to have a go. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you serious, man? And we just simply replied, sorry, we just wanted to duo. Like, good luck, though. And then he just kept going. He just absolutely kept going. He was like, this is why, or he said, go back to retail. This is why, like, I hate people who play retail and stuff. He didn't even know that we play retail. And people, well, the funny thing about that insult, that go play retail, I'll gladly go play retail. I enjoy retail. Like, it's not an insult to me to tell me to go play retail. It's a very fun game. Like, it's, people don't understand that. People just think that, like, you know, it's ridiculous. But he said, classic is a hard, like, hardcore classic is a social game. And yeah, it somewhat is, but hardcore classic, you can play however you want. If you want to play purely solo, which I did on my mage, then I don't have to invite anyone. I don't have to talk to anyone on Hardcore Classic. I can level by myself. I literally don't have to do anything. If I want to interact with people, I can, but you cannot force me to interact and socialize with people. You just can't. So, yes, it is a social game, but it's as social as you want it to be. And any answer that is given, even if it's no answer, that is your answer. It means no, like, we're not grouping for the quest. And I simply say all of this to him and stuff, but he basically, like, just keeps going off on one, and he's like, this is what's wrong with the game and stuff, like, you're not socializing and all of that, which I find quite ironic considering I'm playing a duo on hardcore. I'm playing with someone and he's playing solo. The ironic nature of that comment really does elude him, doesn't it? So he just keeps going off on one, starts absolutely cursing me, like calling me everything in the book, essentially. He really does this, and I just put, you're a fun chap, and then put him on ignore. So I go about my, like, my business and stuff. I also do say to him, because there was like a little copper vein and stuff, we cleared towards the copper vein, and he starts mining it, and like, I'm not really bothered as a copper vein in a game. And I do say to him, oh, you didn't ask about, like, if I had mining and stuff. And he just completely, you know, diverts the conversation. He doesn't want to deal with that because it's a social game. He's got to ask, doesn't he? Like, he has to ask. It's ridiculously rude not to ask. I don't know. But yeah, essentially, I put him on ignore. So he messages my duo, and he says something along the lines of, tell your friend that this isn't the experience of hardcore and he should go back to retail, something along them lines. And they just simply put, you're not entitled to any sort of answer from anyone. And he actually put, I am entitled to an answer from a stranger. He is entitled to an answer from a stranger, a random stranger. He feels he is entitled to me talking to him. How bad is that? How? Oh my god, people just fucking, I just don't understand the thought process between, like, some people, or it just baffles me. It really does. Like, this was my very first hardcore interaction on that character. I've had hardcore interactions before. A lot of them have been very positive. I do have to say that. A lot of people I do divert the conversation somewhere else, or I'm usually the one messaging. If I don't get a message back, that's my answer. That's as simple as that. I'm not going to go and complain about it. This guy was actively just looking for an argument. That literally was it. That literally was it. I just don't get it. I do have to say that Classic Wrath will come into this as well. So for Classic Wrath, I was looking to do a 25-man pug. What a pug is essentially it's a load of randomers doing a raid. It's not like a guild event or anything like that. So 25 people, me and a guildie are in this run. So we're just chatting along and we're waiting for the group to get filled. Now everyone's just shit-talking each other, you know, all of the dealings. And essentially the raid lead eventually just goes, all right, fuck this, can't get a full group, this toxic community, like, is annoying, I hate it all here, and then just leaves. That's like just people's thought process in Classic and Wrath are absolutely abysmal. I am guaranteed that they do not have the mentality to play, like,
let's take a quick break. Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomised genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
Retail arenas or raiding or anything like that. Now, don't get me wrong, these are only a few people. These are only a few people. A lot of the majority are nice, but you just don't see the nice people in amongst the small percentage that are shitheads, essentially, is the best way to put it. that's the best way to put that, essentially. Because the nice people never show themselves. The nice people you actively really need to search, and that is a lot of effort to find them. Now, the shitheads just sort of appear randomly, whether you're doing a pug, whether you're out questing in the world at level 10, apparently. You find a whole bunch of people. I also have a story. I'm going to go over this story. It's not necessarily some sort of, like, dickhead or anything, or, like, a bad interaction, but it was just ridiculous, and it's very weird for... I can't wrap my head around why people play hardcore so safely. So me and my duo, we got to about level 14 and we're looking to do Rage Fire Chasm. Very, very simple dungeon. Like barely anything. The biggest threat in there is the lava. Like you jump in there, you're fucked. Now, these mobs level 13 to 16, I think, some of the bosses, that's about it. We had a mage, another hunter, a priest who was my duo healing, and a warrior. Now, all three of us, me, I say three at the time because it was just three. There was four of us in the group at the time. Me, the warrior, hunter, and my duo. We're outside Ragefire Chasm, and we're waiting. And I politely say to the warrior, can you start making your way here? Because he is in Mulgore. And we're waiting, and it won't be long until we get a DPS. And he's like, don't worry, I've got Hearthstone. Okay, that's fine. So we get the DPS, and then I say, okay, let's all head in. And, start heading here and hearthing. He puts, we've only just got the fifth, calm down. I didn't say anything that was, crazy. I literally just said, okay, can you start hearthing? We're ready to go in. That's all I put. And that was, 5-10 seconds after. You know, something like that. So he proceeds to hearth about 3 to 5 minutes after, which, by the way, we're all outside the instance. The mage that I invited was already outside the instance waiting. So he proceeds to hearth 3 to 5 minutes, and then he starts fucking around with his bank and auction house, and he's like, yeah, just making potions. He takes 10 minutes to get into the instance after he's hearthed. So we've actually started clearing the instance up until the trogs. So we cleared several mobs, several to teens of mobs beforehand, up until the trogs, because the trogs are for a quest, so we waited for him. Which is a nice thing to do, because he might have had the quest. I believe he did. So we wait, and essentially, he walks into the instance and starts going, okay, I'm going to pull these all the way back. Sheep Moon. Fine, yeah, whatever. We've been blitzing through this. These mobs are so easy with two hunters and pet taunts, because pet taunts at that level, I know it's not actually a taunt, it's more of a big threat increase, but at that level, it is very, very, effective, essentially. So we're just powering through, you know. He's pulling one mob at a time, and it is so painful. It is so painful. Now, we obviously kill the mob, we let him do a couple pulls and stuff, and then he's marking stuff up, and there's an opportunity to pull one mob, one or two mobs, so before it runs into a pack. So I pull the mob, it pulls a second, that's fine. Two mobs, level 13 elites, we have two pets, two hunters, we essentially have seven people in this group with the pets. And he starts going, please chill. Like, let me pull. Like, it's two mobs. It's not that big of a deal. So we do a couple more pulls, and me and the hunter at this point are just pulling stuff because it's more effective to pull as a hunter than it is a warrior, because a warrior, the pull aggro in Classic is weird. The reason why you have a hunter pull is because it's very instant and stuff can't really happen, you know, stuff like that. So it's a lot less likely for shit to go wrong if a hunter is pulling. So we're just pulling stuff, and he starts just standing there. He's typing up a storm, you know he is. We're just carrying on in the meantime. We're literally just carrying on killing mobs, like packs of three and stuff. And he's just like, this is ridiculous. I don't, like, can't believe that you're pulling mobs. And then everyone in the group is just saying, it's Rage Fire Chasm. As long as we're not pulling, like, 20 packs or 20 mobs at a time, we are fine to pull three mobs. It is okay. We have Nova, we have Polly, we have two pets, we have health potions. We have a healer, we have target dummies, we have everything at this level. Now, he's just standing there, and he's kind of like in that huffy mood that, you know, a child gets when they've just been told off. He's kind of just standing there, huffing and puffing, dragging his legs kind of deal. Now, we obviously keep pulling. He has suddenly just reverted to literally only meleeing mobs. So he's become a useless party member as it is. And then we sit down to drink. And I want to drink because I'm pulling mobs. I want some mana, you know. And then he makes the comment, oh, why aren't you pulling? And it's like a pack of three. And he thinks he's being very smart. And it's like, well, it's because I'm drinking. It's not because I'm not scared of the pack of three. So I immediately stand up, pull a pack of three, and we kill it instantly. And, like, he's just absolutely spouting and crying about everything. He's like, this is ridiculous. Like, I just want to be very careful. No, not very careful. He never said anything like that. He just put, I don't want to play like this. Like what? Pulling a pack of mobs in a dungeon? Don't do a dungeon if there's a pack of mobs and you don't want to pull them. Like, it's ridiculous. So he gave us an ultimatum. He was like, either chill or I'm going to leave. And I shit you. Everyone just said, okay, leave then. Everyone. And he just sat there. Quietly. He didn't say anything. He didn't leave. Instead, he did a couple more pulls, and essentially he started complaining again. Now, I literally just said, okay, I can't be arsed with you, and kicked him. Because let's face it, he's dragging his legs. He's a danger if he just randomly pulls like 50 mobs on top of us. We are more safe without him there, is the best way to put it. So we end up clearing the entire thing. Now, this is because the mage also, like, the mage was very worried that we wouldn't be able to do this as, like, four, but me and the hunter were just vibing, you know. The mage was, it's kind of like the meme where you've got the one guy singing and then you've got the other guy banging on the keyboard sweating. That was what the mage was. Me and the hunter were the guy just singing, like, chugging through the instance. We went through that instance so easily. The pet just tanked every boss. It was absolutely amazing to see. And yeah, we didn't need a warrior complaining the entire time to do it. Me and my duo contemplated, like, duoing that dungeon. Like, we really did, because we thought that we can do it because it is so easy, Rage Fire Chasm. It would have taken us a bit longer, but I think we would have easily done it. Now, that was just a sidetrack of why are people so scared in hardcore. My thought process behind it is, if you pull about three, like two or three mobs when you're soloing, depending on your class, obviously, warriors can't necessarily do this, rogues potentially can't, unless they have cooldowns, depending on your class. I understand pulling one mob as a warrior, etc. But why not as like a priest or a mage or a hunter, you pull a couple mobs? Because firstly, it means that you know the capabilities and the like lengths at which you can push your character to without it dying. If you pull one or two extra mobs, it's suddenly like, okay, I've got these sort of things that I can use to save myself. People who have been pulling two, three mobs constantly are less likely to panic when they pull an extra couple and they know the capabilities of their class. Whereas if you look at a lot of clips where people who only pull one mob and then suddenly a second mob joins in, they're like, oh, fuck, what do I do? And panic and start running. And then they run into another mob, and then they're dead. When they could easily just kill two mobs. And that's like what I don't understand. People who play it super safe, I feel, are more likely to die because they don't know the capabilities or the extent to which their character can kill, like, NPCs. That's the thing. And I think I will always stand by that statement. I think people who are more safe are more likely to die in hardcore because they don't understand or don't know the limitations of their character. And that is what I will... That's a point of view that I will stand by until hardcore is gone, which I don't think it will be going anywhere anytime soon. It's one of them controversial takes, in my opinion. But let's get back to the main point, and I will give some examples of why retail is toxic as well. So myself and my duo, or one of my players that I play arenas with, we... Every now and again, our healer is out of commission. They are out, like, having a meal or whatever. You know, they just can't play. Now, we have DPS alts that we want to, like, just play on. So we'll play on them, find a healer and stuff, and we'll just play. Now, our mains are at something like 2,100. It's, like, pretty good at the moment. With how bad inflation is, to put it into perspective, me and the person that I played with, the DPS partner that I have, essentially we got to 2600, like between 2600-2700 in Shadowlands season 2 when it was like super inflated, and we got to like we were rank 4500, something along them lines. That was what we were at that rating. Now at 2100 we're actually higher rating in terms of like the leaderboards. We're about 4000. Like, in terms of, there's 4,000 players above us, so we're actually higher on the leaderboards with our current rating than we were 500 rating higher. That's just because of inflation and the, like, season, essentially, because of how deflated it is this season. That's because of, like, yeah, all of that shit. But essentially, we're playing at around 1,900, 2K on our alts, and this is just where we're looking for, like, healers. Now, don't get me wrong, our record is not great. We are negative, but we are playing at 2K MMR on alts that we very rarely play. So it's going to be negative, but it's only negative by like 8 losses or something. So you have like 200 wins and 208 losses, something like that. Now, we're scrolling through healers. You invite one leaves randomly, you invite another, and they leave randomly, and then you invite another. And they say, oh, no, I'm not playing with people who are, like, negative win rate. And then you check them, and they're, like, barely breaking even, but 200 rating lower. So it makes no sense, because you are technically, well, not technically, you are a worse player statistically, because you might have a positive win rate, but you're playing at such a lower MMR, like 200, 300 MMR lower. So it doesn't really make sense, does it? I'd rather be a negative win rate, but at a higher MMR, because it just makes no sense, because you get more rating for the wins, you get a lot more experience in terms of that rating and stuff. Like, it's just absolutely crazy to me that people base it off of your win rate, like, nowadays, when that makes no sense at all. Now, these are very minor, like, toxic moments, but I have had it where people absolutely slate me for not pressing anything. We've had priests that we've played with for 5-7 games. He would slate the living shit out of my mage, who either did not enough damage, according to him, or didn't peel enough. Now, my mage was very much the same damage as the enemy team, stuff like that, and had a lot of, like, CC. But, it was a Disc Priest, so essentially we're playing Lock Mage Disc Priest. On Ruins of Lordaeron, there's a Rep Paladin Warrior. I'm getting chased down, so I'm kiting as the Warlock, and I'm doing a fair amount of damage, but it's on my mage to kind of set up a kill target so I can burst and stuff like that. I can do it, it's just a lot tougher because I've got two melees running me down. Now, the Priest, whenever our Priest was CC'd, our mage would go into peel mode, so Polymorphs, Ring of Frosts, anything like that. This game was a minute and a half. Ring of Frost is 45 seconds cooldown. He cast Ring of Frost twice. The mage at the end of the game said Ring of Frost, question mark. He literally can't cast it more than twice because of the cooldown and the length of the game. And then there were multiple games where he asked me to coil, question mark, because it heals me and it fears them. Well, firstly, I'm stunned with no trinket. Secondly, my coil was on cooldown. And thirdly, you're mind controlling the target like half DR when we're not doing any damage. So it's a useless mind control and you're letting me just get killed. So that wasn't his fault. That was my fault for not using a coil. There's many different instances where he just started blaming people. And in the end, we were just like, we can't be dealing with you, so we're leaving. And we kicked him. And he starts messaging us and like, oh my God, you're all so shit and stuff like that. You know, the usual. We record our gameplay. We do record our gameplay and we went back and watched it. Now, fucking hell. His gameplay was spectacular. So one game, he paints up and then paints up immediately again. So he thought that it stacked when it didn't. I don't know what to tell you. Every single dome, a dome essentially you can put anywhere, and if people stand inside the dome, they take reduced damage. He put the dome on himself and then leap of faithed me into it. So he basically leaped me onto himself when I was getting trained by two melee. Now, what do you not want as a healer? Two melee that are training a caster to be near you because they can kick, they can interrupt, they can CC, you know, many different things. Now, he did that twice. He also basically pressed every single cooldown when possible. When they pressed everything, pain suppression, rapture, pain suppression, dome, void shift, all at the same time. It wasn't spread out. It was very much, okay, I'm shitting out all of my cooldowns in 5 seconds. And the thing is, he didn't need to. I was kiting, I was using Dark Pact, I was slowing, I was coiling. He didn't need to. He was the definition of panic. And at one time, he actually trinketed nothing. He fully trinketed no CC at all, which is massive because the next CC that he got himself like in, we died because of it. And then that was one of the reasons, or that was when he said mage ring, question mark, when literally, if you look at the clip, the mage has a ring around me currently. Like, it is literally visible on the screen as he is CC'd. I don't know. He got hodged. So you'd think that in that 5 seconds of hodge, like Hammer of Justice, he would be able to see the ring that's on the floor around me, but apparently not. I don't know. These are, like, some of the more recent toxic behavior like that I've seen in retail. They're very few and far between because I like to just keep to myself in any sort of WoW. It isn't just, like, classic and stuff. But yeah, these are like some of the people that you find in retail, but you kind of just ignore them. Like, it's like, oh yeah, piss off. And you know, we'll just leave, part ways. But no, classic people really want to have an argument. And I think classic is a lot more, you can be exposed a lot more to the toxic people that are in there in that community than you can retail, because retail, you actively have to find them. Whereas classic, you stumble upon them quite recently and quite often, to be honest, which isn't great. But that is it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening. Do check out all the socials down below: Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, absolutely everything happening over there. I do stream on Twitch every night at this break. Yeah, it's every night. For the past few weeks I have been doing so please check it out. It's usually early hours of the morning for Europe, so NA, lucky you, I guess. It is more around, like 2-3 CEST. I'm not sure what that is for America. I think it's like 5 hours behind. So maybe like 9-10 PM, something like that. But thank you all very much for listening, and go Avala, friend. Goodbye all.